Our scripture reading for this morning is from Matthew chapter 1, beginning with verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. And she will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And all this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. The gospel of Jesus Christ is fundamentally about peace with God, peace that God himself makes possible. Listen to the words of the great carol of Christmas, "Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled." There it is, peace on earth because God is merciful and has made it possible for a sinner like me to be fully and completely reconciled to God. God has made peace with a rebel like me. And it's that fact, that I am completely at peace with God, is an unshakable reality in my life. The objective reality of being at peace with God because of what Jesus Christ has done is an unshakable reality for every follower of Christ. Lots of people in the world and many in the church believe that religion is all about trying to be good enough for a persnickety, tight-fisted, hard-to-please God. And anyone who has that understanding of what it means to be a follower of Christ or a follower of God lives in life-sapping uncertainty because they never really know that they've been good enough for God to favor them. So what many people do, and it's understandable, they just reject the whole notion of God, because it just seems wholly impossible to achieve. And many others just simply redouble their efforts at trying to be good enough for God, but never arrive at a place where they know for certain that they can actually be at peace with God. What I'm talking about here and what the text is talking about is the objective reality of being at peace with God because of what God has done for the world in Jesus Christ. He has done for us what we cannot do for ourselves. He has made peace with humanity through the birth and life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And God's expansive, objective gift of peace is given to us when we receive that gift of grace in Jesus Christ. That objective peace with God that cannot be shaken or diminished or changed, is the foundation of my personal experience of peace and is the motivation for me to be a maker of peace in the world. There are lots of different kinds of people here today in this room. There are people who have not yet received this gift of peace from God. It's available to you today. There are people who have not received this peace with God. And there are those who have received this gift of peace, like me, but may be not living out of that place of peace with God. There are people here today who have never known the objective reality of peace with God that comes through Jesus Christ. And that could change for you today by saying yes to Jesus Christ. And there are others like me who have known this peace but are not living sometimes our lives out of the objective reality of that peace. We're not letting that objective reality of being at peace with God shape the way we experience our lives today. We're not experiencing the peace of God, and we're not seeking to be makers of peace because we've forgotten that God has made peace with us in Jesus Christ. You know, in this season of transition for First Press and for me, as I 2.5 years ago gave up a really great job as an associate pastor in this church to take on this new responsibility, I can't tell you that I've always lived with peace about that decision. It feels risky sometimes, but I don't second guess it. I really believe that God was involved in that decision to do that. But it is this coming back to this place of trusting who God is, that a God who has forgiven me of my sins, who has made a way, who is with me, that steadies me and restores me to a place of peace. It's something I have to daily attend, like a garden, to weed out things that are conflicting with that sense of peace and continue to cultivate that sense of peace when I feel periods of anxiety about what's ahead for me or what's ahead for you and for this church. But I keep coming back to this place of great peace and trust in the God who has come to the world in Jesus Christ to give us his peace. In Jesus Christ, God has made peace with me. Is this really the wonder of my life? Is it something that I continue to reflect on? The gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ, is the peace that the world needs. There's nothing deeper than the gospel of Jesus Christ, I think, in the world. There's nothing more profound that God has made peace with humanity. Writing of the birth of Jesus Christ, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who we've been reflecting on a lot this Advent season, who's the great German pastor and theologian, has written about the connection between peace with God and joy. He says, "Joy to the world. Anyone for whom this sound is foreign or who hears in it nothing but weak enthusiasm has not really heard the gospel. Think of this man who's writing in the days of Nazi Germany as things were collapsing. This is what he is saying about what he became convinced of about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Joy to the world. Anyone for whom this sound is foreign or who hears it nothing but weak enthusiasm has not really heard the gospel. For the sake of humankind, Jesus Christ became a human being in a stable in Bethlehem. Rejoice, O Christendom. For sinners, Jesus Christ became a companion of tax collectors and prostitutes. Rejoice, O Christendom. For the condemned, Jesus Christ was condemned to the cross of Golgotha. Rejoice, O Christendom. For all of us, Jesus Christ was resurrected to life. Rejoice, O Christendom. All over the world today, people are asking, where is the path to joy? Think of when he asked that question. Where is the path to joy? The Church of Christ answers loudly, Jesus is our joy because he is our peace. Joy to the world. So hear the words of the angel. Don't be afraid. God has come to earth and he brought us his peace. Be at peace with God. My life your life, the life of this church, is right in the center of God's will. Be at peace and rejoice. Oh God, we do thank you for your love and grace. We thank you on this Christmas day for the gift of Jesus Christ and for all that you've done to make peace with the world. And oh God, I pray for anyone here today who has never accepted or received that peace, that they would say yes to you and receive that gift of peace, of being forgiven and set free from all the ways that they have failed and hurt others, hurt themselves. God, as they, anyone here today who calls out to you and says, yes, that I want to follow Jesus Christ and to accept this gift of peace, Lord, may you seal that to their hearts today. And may they and all the rest of us live in your peace. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.